Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 12, 2023, and tonight is Ecstatic Divine Group Consciousness. Super excited about this one. This is one of our most mellow bubble bath flavored events. We're just going to go through the four-step embodied awakening cycle, and then we're going to blend together in a beautiful group field, those of you who are capable of consciously perceiving that. If not, you'll still have a lovely experience, I hope. So, get ready to relax and have a more mellow kind of night. So as always, my request of us is that we all give us full attention to what we're doing. We're all co-creating the field as always, and the quality of your attention will affect everybody, whether you're live or on the recording. So please be fully present as if you were right here in the room with me. If you need to leave early, though, that's not a problem. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and you can leave early if something comes up. And all this applies, even if you're on the recording, of course. All right, the energy already wants to come in. It looks like it's going to be a nice night. So as I set up, as always, that means I'm going to call the directions, call the allies. I'll ask you to be passive. But first, let me welcome everyone I see in the participant window right now. Welcome Angela, Carmen, Eric, Fran, Grant. Good to have you back, Fran, Grant. Jan, welcome back. Jeannie. Lori, Nikki, Patricia, Renate, and Stephanie. Stephanie, you're not a name I've seen a lot. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. And Bree, welcome back as well. So welcome one and all. And of course, welcome to all of you who are on the recording or who I have not named yet. All right. So please relax, close your eyes, become passive. And as I do the directions and the allies, just if you feel energy moving, just passively feel it. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go passively. And when I yawn, it's not tired, it's just moving energy. Here we go. And as a note, even if you don't recognize the allies I'm calling, every single one is of high vibration and benevolent intent. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti. Kwee-chi. I am that I am. To set myself up, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo. Those who serve the great infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Oh, it's nice already. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center, Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call Rio, French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu, Asangate, Apu, Machu Picchu, Apu, Mount Shasta, Apu, Mauna Loa, Apu, Mount Kilauea, Apu, Mount Kilimanjaro. We call Apu, Guardian Angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu, Shining Rock, Apu, Mount Pisgah, Apu, Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, lovely container, lovely energy. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please do so now. Even if you're on the recording. Okay, thank you. So y'all just take a moment and feel this energy. It feels so sweet to me already. Alrighty. So today we're going to do the four-part embodied awakening cycle, and then we're all going to blend together. So let's begin with the first of the four invocations in that cycle. And Please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good, please. Let it go. Be passive and let yourself be filled with that energy. And the follow-up is the same as if you were doing the embodied awakening invocation. So full passivity. If you feel energy moving in your body, just passively experience what it's doing on its own. If you do not feel energy, simply feel your breath coming and going on its own. Whichever you're choosing, you're completely passive. Please do not do any of the following. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just be passive and let the energy come to you. Your higher self is doing it for you. Your ego's job is to lay back and let it happen. Should you get distracted at some point, you'll notice that. Then just gently return your attention to feeling energy or breath. If the distraction remains in the background, let it. Don't fight it. Don't try to change it. That would only make it stronger. Just let whatever's happening in the background happen in the background, but your foreground attention is on feeling energy or feeling breath. Let's also use the minimum effort needed to even feel energy or breath. So let's play the minimum effort game. Please, for a moment, drop to no effort at all. Zero. Whatever happens is fine. If it's zero effort, there is already awareness of energy or breath without even trying. Stay at zero. If at zero effort you have no such awareness, then add back barely enough effort to feel it. The idea obviously is to use the least amount of effort that gets you awareness of energy or breath. The less effort you use to get there, the more space it leaves for your higher self to do its thing. To the degree that you use more effort than is actually needed to have this awareness, to that degree, do you push your higher self away in this technique? So just use the bare minimum effort, whether that's zero or just a little bit, to feel energy or feel breath. Feels like y'all are doing really good because the energy is getting really sweet. Just relax and let that divine consciousness saturate you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Getting us all ready for the next steps. It would appear that some of you already are feeling more like beings of energy than beings of physical matter. All right, I'm feeling kind of an upliftment energy. That means it's time for the next invocation. This is where we visit our higher self at its level. Yay. So I'm going to give you the invocation for that. Repeat after me if you wish, starting now. Spirit that I am, please make me one with my higher self at its level, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Now, a great way to allow this one to happen is to notice any peacefulness you already feel. And simply feel that peacefulness. Put your attention on it, on the peacefulness that's already there. Again, you're not doing anything to try to make the peacefulness any stronger. You're not manipulating it. You're just appreciating it as it is. Just feel that peacefulness to whatever degree it exists in your field right now. And since this peacefulness is intelligent divine energy, it knows you're paying attention. And it loves it that you're paying attention. And it says, oh boy, they're paying attention to me. I'll give them some more. And without you asking, without you trying, you may notice the peacefulness increasing all on its own initiative. There it goes. And your job is just to continue feeling whatever peacefulness exists and just relaxing into that. And this is the peacefulness of your own higher self. And as you just relax into it, just let go into it, you'll gradually feel yourself becoming more and more conscious as a being of energy. Awareness of your physical self will kind of gradually fade out. And at the point you experience yourself just as a being of energy, la-da, there, you've become one with your higher self. And I just hit it, which means a lot of you have hit it. My experience mirrors the group. So you've hit your higher self. When the standard questions I use are true, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. The difference from the way we usually ask those is you're not in your body, you are merged with your higher self, a level up from your physical self. You are a being of pure energy, you are out of body. You are in a safe container, and your body will be fine. You just relax into your energy being. And there's nowhere to go and nothing to do. It's really sweet and floaty and peaceful. So we'll just marinate in this for a bit. Enjoy this little higher self bubble bath. Just relax. Enjoy. Really just let go. Let yourself be held at this level without using any effort from your ego. Just fully let go and see if you don't just stay there. Just try and see if it works. Beautiful. Thank you. Well done, everybody. Now I'm feeling a little bit of movement toward the body. So now we'll do embodied awakening. So we'll just go ahead and use the standard shortcut for that. It works just fine. So please repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. And now you become more conscious in your physical body again, but your higher self just kind of comes down with you. And it really shouldn't feel much different than floating with your higher self at its level. Any state you experience out of body can potentially be experienced in your body. You know, we imagine these layers as, you know, hierarchical and stratified, but that isn't really how it works. They're all interpenetrating all the time. So there's no energy that is not available in your body. So just know that you can have just as profound an experience of the higher self quality you were just floating in, right there in 3D in your body. And all you got to do now, since you've already asked for it, you've invoked it, just relax and allow your higher self to saturate you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. As always, no worries about overwhelm. You're only going to get as much of your higher self in you as your physical body can hold. Nice shift right there. Well done, everybody. Your physical body, as you kind of feel it, may feel more like energy than solid matter. This means you're having a truer perception of what you really are, which is vibrating energy. The more awake you get, the more your physical world and your body feel like energy. Same guidelines here that I gave you earlier. Passive, feel energy if you can feel it, otherwise feel breath. No effort, no trying, no visualizing. If you get distracted, just come back to feeling the energy or the breath. Use zero effort if that's enough to feel this. If not, use the bare minimum effort needed to feel this. If you're already in Embodied Awakening, just hang out. Helps everyone else get there. If you're not there, just stay passive and follow the principles I just gave you. Even if you don't get all the way to Embodied Awakening, that's fine. Any movement in that direction is welcome. It's a dimmer switch, not an on-off switch. We'll be here just a moment longer, then we'll do the fourth invocation. Just settle in, enjoy whatever space you're in here. Feels pretty solid. So just feel how you feel. Notice how your physical body feels, how your energy body feels, how they both feel together. Just kind of notice where they're at. Not judging, not trying to change anything, just experiencing them as they are in this moment. And decide, do I prefer the way I feel right now or the way I felt when I started this event? And I'll remind you before I ask the next question of you that the following is true when you're in Embodied Awakening. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to think so much, you just know what to do through intuition more and more. And there's more full body euphoria. So ask yourself, with that knowledge, given how you feel, would you rather have what you're feeling now be more like your new normal every day? Or do you prefer the way you felt before we started this process? Just feel and make your decision. If you prefer the way you felt before we did all this, then you will not want to do the next invocation. But if you prefer the way you feel now, I recommend that you do the invocation. It's going to ask that this be your new normal. And it's going to do a process to help make it more consistently available to you. So if you want to do the invocation, please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am. Please make this divine consciousness or something better, my new normal from now on, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Maximum embodied awakening in my everyday life, please. All right, relax. And just let the energy move. So now it's real important to stay fully passive because now the higher self and the allies are going to do stuff to make true what you just asked. Again, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. They're going to make sure you're functional. They're going to make sure you never get overwhelmed. And your job is to relax and let it happen. It's very common during this phase of this process to feel energy working in particular areas of your body. Brain upgrades are common. Sometimes you feel stuff happening in your heart chakra. Right now, I'm noticing heavy energy flushing out my feet. It does sometimes happen. In order to accomplish this, they do need to flush out a little bit of heavy energy or transmute it to love and light. So if there's a little bit of healing action, just let it happen too. They'll do that if it's needed to fulfill your request. And now I invite you to simply be passive and patient and just feel what's happening in your body. All righty, well done. And now the merging is beginning to happen. The ecstatic divine group consciousness. So if you would like to participate in that, then repeat after me. Maximum ecstatic divine group consciousness that serves highest good, please. In case anyone, if those words went too quick, I'm going to say it again slower. So if you didn't catch it all the first time, repeat after me now. Maximum ecstatic divine group consciousness that serves highest good, please. Follow-up is the same. Passive allowing. To the extent that your consciousness permits, you will feel this group blended energy. If you are not feeling it, don't worry. Keep on this path of healing and awakening, and you may very well open to this ability to feel later. If you're feeling it now, enjoy. Even if all you feel is your own field, just enjoy that. You are getting as much as your consciousness can hold in any case. So it's not a race. It's not a contest. Just enjoy whatever is showing up. In the blended field, it's kind of like consciousness puree. The part of you that is there is not an individuated consciousness. It is part of the blended group energy. A really lovely experience. A nice step toward the awareness of being one with everything. We start by being one with just a little bit of the whole. And as our awakening deepens, we're able to become one with more and more over time. Some of us are experiencing union beyond our little Awakening Plus group into larger fields of awareness. Whatever you're feeling, just go with it. It's all good. And we'll just relax into this experience for a bit. And if you haven't already, try dropping just to absolute zero effort, just be completely, and see if you remain held and blended within the field, even with no effort at all. See if that works. If so, stay at zero. If not, use the least effort needed to stay there. The bliss I'm feeling is very deep and very subtle, very gentle. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just have a nice bliss soak. And I'm noticing a subtly increasing awareness in my physical body. I'm becoming aware that even as my main awareness has been of a being of light blended into that field, I'm now noticing that the whole time my physical body has been saturated with this energy too. I'm feeling some heavy energy draining out my feet, a little bit out my hands. It's subtle, though. But you really can't get a large influx of energy of high vibration without it often pushing out some of that heavy stuff. The two often happen at the same time. So gradually, physical awareness is increasing. Right now, I'm kind of getting a both and. Strongly aware of both the blended field and my body physically being increasingly saturated with this lovely higher vibration energy. Very gentle. So full of love. And this love is more of the warm, fuzzy variety. And I'm mostly present in the body. You might be too. Just relax and let this very gradual transition of increasing physical body awareness happen. But we're not leaving that energy behind. We're allowing as much of that energy to come and remain with us in our body as serves highest good. Our work is not about just having a nice bliss ride and coming back to the same old thing. The idea is to create a permanent transformation of the body and the consciousness and the ego, and to only plateau briefly until the next awakening happens. Constant upward motion, deeper and deeper awakening. We're going to assume there's always a deeper awakening available than the one we currently have. Okay, I'm starting to feel the body stabilizing. And just to put a nice bow on it, let's do the embodied awakening shortcut. Repeat after me if you wish. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Yeah, it feels like it's kind of wrapping up the process. Beloved allies, so grateful for this beautiful energy. Please share the wealth with all beings everywhere who will benefit from receiving the good medicine that we have generated with this event. Please broadcast it now. There it goes. And as always, for us, there will be a net gain because this is being broadcast from the divine's infinite supply. And when we are generous with it, we get even more for ourselves. So let's just relax, let the allies send this energy out. They know exactly which beings to send it to, and I have all the details covered. We don't have to worry about any of that at the human level. Just let it roll. The skill with which they do this would not be possible for a human's ego. So we'll let the experts handle it. And see if you don't feel more expanded now. Sometimes when energy broadcasts like that, your consciousness can expand with it, at least to some degree. So see if you don't feel more expanded now than before we shared the energy. As I mentioned on our Monday night call, where we did the hollow reed invocation practice, sometimes when you flow highest good energy to another being, you can have the experience of blending with that being, which is like the highest level of that work. So I'm feeling that to some degree now, and Just notice if you have any awareness of that yourself. Are you more expanded because we shared this energy with all other beings whom it will serve? Which of course includes all beings on Earth. Okay, they're wrapping up the sharing. You might be aware of being a little more focused in your own physical body again. Just allow that to naturally do its thing. Thank you, allies. All right. Anything else, allies, for highest good before we close? We're good. All right. Thank you. Please remain passive, you humans, while I do this. Just feel what happens. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha Inti Kriti. Woo! Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful event. Yep, best of. We're getting a lot of those lately. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We do ask that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I'll say that for myself. I can't speak that for others. But we will ask, allies, that you stay with anyone who's been part of this event for as long as it serves their highest good. How about that? Thank you, allies. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? All righty, formally closed. Let's open it up for feedback. I would love to hear, either through your live voice or through your typing. Unmuting is available. So please unmute and share your question or experience, or type in the chat if you like. Would love to hear any feedback you've got. It's like all the live people are on the Zoom connection, so just click that mic icon to unmute it if you'd like to share anything. And if no one is jumping in, you can just enjoy the afterglow. Fran has typed wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Fran.
That was so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Patricia. Thanks for being here and co-creating it with us.
Thank you all.
Patricia doesn't usually sound that mellow. Must have worked.
Thank you. That was so beautiful.
Thanks a lot.
I just wanted to giggle through a whole lot of it because I just, and I still do. It was so high vibe. I mean, I just want to laugh. Thank you.
Go ahead. Laughing is wonderful. Don't hold it back. Thanks for being here, Lorian, and helping us create the space. So we've got Jeannie typed very smooth energy all the way through, strong and sweet. And Bree typed started the event very triggered and upset. I am now peaceful. I felt lots of heavy energy drain, lots of big yawns back to back. My jaw hurts, LOL, I guess, from all the yawning. I'm glad you had a good healing there. Angela, hi.
Hi. I had something different happen this go around.
Yeah.
At the very end, when you were singing, all of a sudden I had this just rush of emotion and I just started tearing up.
Oh.
Out of nowhere. I have no idea what that was about. It was just, maybe it was emotion that needed to be released.
That would be my guess. Is it still there or did it release?
Kinda. It's weird. But I also felt an expansion of my head that I've never felt before.
Good.
I was like, wow, I have so much extra space up here. It was an unusual feeling for me. I've never felt that before.
So. I love it when people have first time experiences. That's great.
Yeah, that was very nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I would recommend just, you know, stay with that feeling in the heart if it's still there and just be present with it. That's probably all it needs to complete whatever processing or healing it needs.
Okay, and, thank you.
Yeah, and as I said, you know, I was feeling some heavy energy draining too. So, you know, although this event is designed to be gentle and all, you know, love and light kind of vibe, you know, if a little bit of healing needs to happen for the light to come in, it will. But again, in a context like this, they're going to do it as gently as they can. Yeah.
Well, it caught me off guard. So let it be.
I just go with it. They wouldn't do anything that wasn't for highest good. So I would just go with it and say, okay, lovely. A little healing bonus. Yay. And by the way, you don't have to know what it is to heal it. Just feel it flush out. And if you never know what it was and it clears, then that's one less thing you have to think about.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well done, Angela. So there's some more feedback happening. Patricia says, I needed this. Thanks so much, everyone and allies. And Grant said, wow, deepest ever. Want to stay in this for a while. Started off with a lot of mental chatter. Thank you. Lots of praying hands and hearts. Wow. I'm so glad you had a great experience, Grant. Yeah, we'll have to keep programming this. This looks like a good one. I actually didn't program this for a while because, oh, it's just a mellow event. I want the more intense stuff. But this is reinforcing for me that we need to have lots of the gentle events in rotation as well. Yeah. Anybody else have a question or comment before we wrap it up? Patricia types, yes, this is so fabulous. Anybody else? All right, we'll call it a wrap. A little bit of a shorter event, but those are good too. All right. Big, huge, awesome gratitude to all of you. Thanks for co-creating this with me, whether you're live or on the recording. Super grateful to all of you. Thanks for being an Awakening Plus and helping us create these wonderful events. Super grateful to all of you. And we'll be back again tomorrow night. I believe we've got community support. So that is not recorded. So show up live for that if you'd like to hang out and connect more deeply with some of your fellow members. 8 p.m. Eastern as usual. Love you guys. Thank you so much. And hope to connect with you again soon. Bye. And thanks, Risa, for the heart. Bye-bye.